This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And be part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, there's a live chat room on the website you can get involved with, and or there's a Facebook feed you can get involved. I mean, there's a whole bunch of ways to get involved in the show and be involved. When I say that, what I'm saying is you've got to be engaged and involved. You can't just be an island unto yourself, swearing at the phone, your smartphone, swearing at the TV set, whatever it is that you're doing to get involved and get engaged. Okay, if you hop on the website, like I said, there's a chat room there, and same thing on Facebook. Just get engaged and get involved. Find out that there's people that may have a better approach at things than you do. I mean, there's a shock, right? Somebody might be able to do something better than you. It's okay. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. And it's okay to disagree with each other as long as you're not throwing stuff at each other. That's always good. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being involved in the conversation. And I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let me bring him on now before he gets stops chomping at the bit. Kerry Lutz joins me.
I'm chomping. Did you hear me?
Can I hear you? If I hear you any louder, they're going to hear you down the street. Kerry's the founder of Financial Survival Network, and I like the name, Survival Network, where you help people survive the ups and downs of what's going on in the economy. So how are we doing?
And hopefully thrive while you're at it. But in order to thrive, first you got to survive, because if you don't survive, you ain't going to thrive.
Yep.
And, you know, the economy has definitely improved under Trump. There's no question. What you're seeing, though, is excessive debt formation, and that's unsustainable. Can't go on the way it's going on. I mean, there's just a lot of problems in the world. Thank goodness Trump is there, because I really believe if he wasn't, we would have already had World War III. Had his adversary gotten elected. I think that was the game plan. But be that as it may, you know, he's not a miracle worker. I think he's done a lot. I think.
But, Kerry, what I find extremely irritating is the fact that, you know, Oblamo was just packing on the debt, and there wasn't a word said by the left. They were fine with the spending. And now you've got him, what is he packed on? 1/8? I mean, one hundredth of what Oblamo did, and it's a mortal sin on the left.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, they're dyed-in-the-wool fiscal conservatives again, and debt really matters. I was on a show talking to somebody about this, some liberal from Seattle or some godforsaken city, failing city like that. Oh, hey, by the way, the survey came out. You show me a failing city, Joe, and I will show you a city that has been run by Democrats for decades, if not for millennia. You know, the last Republican, and I'm not saying Republican government is a cure for all that ails us by any stretch, because that's definitely not the case, but one-party rule is death to a city, to a state. And the last time they had a Republican in office in Chicago, Al Capone was being sent off to jail. It was in 1933 the guy left. And you just name any city, and I will show you a city, any failing city, like Buffalo, New York. It's been decades there. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Detroit, Cleveland. Cleveland actually had a couple of Republican mayors in the 70s.
How about D.C.?
D.C. has never had a Republican mayor. They had these independent guys, but they were all Democrats. You know, you go back, like, some of these cities, the last time they didn't have a Democrat, they had a Whig, and the Whig Party disbanded in 1854. So show me a failing city, and I will show you a city that's been run by Democrats without any adult supervision for decades. And it's just an inevitability, and it's partly because of unionism. I'll tell you one other thing, and I'm working on this theory for an article. In the 60s, all right, when you had Democratic mayors and you had racial and you had riots going on, they generally let the people burn the place down, whereas the Republican mayors, not so much. And that led to white flight, and that led to the whole unionism movement taking over control of these cities. So it all went hand in hand. And this isn't a racial thing. This is just factual that because they didn't allow the cities, they didn't allow the police to protect the inhabitants, the white people moved out, white flight. This is fact. It's got nothing to do with race or anything else.
Look at Buffalo. I mean, when you turn around, I'm sorry, Baltimore. You look at what happened in Baltimore. You know, another city totally run by Democrats, and they let it burn. As the riots keep happening or the violence keeps happening, the mayor there, they're just not interested in law and order. But yeah. I have no sympathy for them. Absolutely none. Because they keep voting the same people, and apparently it's the kind of government they want.
Yeah. Look, I think Trump summed it up really well, and he got a larger percent of the minority vote than anyone before him. What have you got to lose? Look at where you're living. Look at what they've done to it. And you keep voting the same people in over and over again. It's a recipe for failure. How do you blame Republicans for the decline of Baltimore? You can't.
They try to blame Republicans for what's going on in Chicago. I mean, this takes a delusion beyond anything that the medical industry has figured out yet, don't you think?
Oh, my God, yeah. And, you know, the cities.
Well, you can hit that delusion on the other side of the break. Show me in your house. Always a pleasure. Kerry Lutz will be with me on the other side. Don't go far.
Wow.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way.
Now, you know, I love her voice.
No one else could play. He was the top man at his
She's such a loon. Bette Midler. Great voice. Seriously. But don't buy any of her albums. Just please don't. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Now, look, head up to the website, therealside.com. Give me your email address. We send out one email a week. We don't inundate you with stuff. We don't make you crazy. I'll let you know who we've invited on the show, topics we'll be discussing, some of the things that you can buy, including the coffee mug. I'm telling you, the coffee tastes better in a TRS mug. You don't believe me. But I only got a couple left. Once they're gone, well, I'll order more. But anyway, it'll just take me longer to get them to you. So head up to the website, get involved, get engaged, seriously. Give me some information on yourself. It helps me with the stories. And if there's a particular story or topic or somebody you want me to have on the show, send me an email with a capital TRS in the subject line. The reason I say that, we get so many requests, so much junk mail, that if you put a TRS in there, then I know it's a listener that really, that you know, that's interested in having us take something on. The other thing is, I'm happy that you're listening on your smartphone. That's wonderful and great. But really what I want you to do is, if you're stuck listening on your smartphone, your local station doesn't carry the show, call your station director. Ask him or her, why aren't you carrying the show? What is wrong with you? You know, last year we picked up 4 stations because listeners called the station managers. We can do it again this year. I want to pick up about 10 stations this year. So really poke them. And if they don't give you the response you're looking for, send me an email. Let me know about it, and we'll take care of it. Anyway, Corey, Karen Lutz joins me again, as he does from time to time, founder of the Financial Survival Network. Carrie, thanks for being with me.
Hey, as always, Jess, I'm thinking, like, if you really want to stimulate sales, you could do what Fox News does on that trivia contest they have between the two anchors or reporters.
Right.
Get an Eric Wempel mug. He's some lib at some crazy station, and put your logo on it. I think sales would
I should
skyrocket.
Like, yeah,
you know, that's the beauty of swag. You can do whatever you want.
So we were talking in a break. I want to share it with people now, which is we've got this idea. What do they call universal pay for everybody or something?
UBI, universal basic income. Everybody, because you're not going to be working anymore. The robots will take your job, and so will the self-driving cars and trucks, which isn't going to happen for decades. But
yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah.
And so,
well, don't worry. The government will step in and save your butt. It's okay.
Well, that's part of the AOC's campaign. Part of the Green New Deal was to give everybody an income, whether they were unable or unwilling to work. So if you're unwilling, you get your UBI. You get your UBI payment. To some extent, it exists already. That's what home relief, that's what the relief payments are to able-bodied single people who don't work, who just don't want to. That's a form of UBI. And same with the earned income tax credit.
But you've got,
it's unearned.
But you've got a city that they can't even afford to pay their police officers. They can't afford to make basic payments. They're already in the red, and now they're talking about the universal pay. For every, notice how they never say for every citizen. You know what I'm saying? They always say for every resident.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know what that means.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's Cory Booker's old city. He did such a great job. Murders up, crime up, police employment down. He did such a good job. His successors are looking to really double down on what he did. And, you know, they can't afford anything. That town, it's improved a lot since the riots in 65 or 6, but it's still crumbling and, you know, bad. Everything is bad in the place. But like I say, it's improved just because of its proximity to New York City and the transportation infrastructure that they love to neglect, because you got trains, boats, planes.
Well, yeah, they got plenty of ways to get to New York City to work from there. So the majority of the work, or I won't say, I don't know the numbers exactly, but I know there's a lot of people in Newark that work in New York City.
Yeah, a lot less than there used to be, because the population is like 50% of what it was in its heyday. I mean, it was a great small city. It had all the benefits of New York without a lot of the burdens back in the late 50s, early 60s. You know, industry galore, jobs, everything. And after the riots, that was the end of it.
Oh, so, you know what? Again, you can go back to Baltimore. Look at what was going on there. They were starting to rebuild. Things were starting to get better. They have the riots. And, I mean, you burn down the CVS. How?
Yeah,
makes sense. Seriously, and then you're upset, and the government's upset that CVS won't come back in and rebuild.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, they're not stupid here. I mean, if the community doesn't want you and they're burning you out, then goodbye. We'll find more hospitable places. That's why.
Bingo.
That's why people aren't opening businesses in California and why they're not opening them in New York. They're getting the hell out. The productive members, tired of the tax burden, tired of the grief, the regulatory. You know, New York's the, depending who you talk to, is either the most unfriendly towards business or they're certainly in the top five in hostility towards people that want to improve their lot in life. And then they can't figure out why they're losing money, residents, why they're coming to a place like Florida with no income tax.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny because to your point in California, it can take you 3 years to turn the first shovel of dirt if you want to open a McDonald's here. You go down to Texas, it can be 3 to 4 months before you turn the first shovel of dirt, you know, after you pull permits or what have you.
Yeah.
It's just nuts. Why California thinks it's got the right, because they're so much smarter than everybody else, by the way. I just thought I'd let you know that.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. Thanks.
Just ask them. They care more about the planet.
Well, they care.
They care more about people. They care more about the air.
And don't forget climate change.
Oh, there you go.
Concern.
Climate, global, cooling, warming. Got it.
All I know is I get here, Joe, 2 days ago, it's pouring out. I don't remember the last time I'm in Orange County. The last time I saw it pour like this in Orange County was about 15 years ago. It's pouring, and it's cold. And I'm like, it's not supposed to be like this. It's March here. This is spring. And I'm freezing. But in the meantime, you don't have a drought anymore.
No.
The drought's gone. And
I want you to think about something. I want you to think. Almost 70% of the rainwater we got, do you know where it ended up?
In the ocean.
That's right. Because
all those
dams and things that we were going to build to reroute the water to make sure we got it into our reservoirs or what have you, never got built with all the tax money they've been taking from us for decades to do it. And I can't tell you where it went, but yet, I don't know, it's irritating. Anyway, you know what that means. We're going to go for a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how Trump's free speech executive order is going to cost college is billions of dollars, but it doesn't have to. They want it to. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, are calling on the Attorney General to give the findings of the Mueller report to lawmakers and the public.
Now that Special Counsel Mueller has submitted his report to the Attorney General,
it's imperative for Mr. Barr to make the full report public and provide its underlying documentation and findings to Congress.
Schumer saying the president should not get a sneak peek at the report before Congress. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani tells Fox News this marks the end of the Russia investigation. We await a disclosure of the facts. Giuliani went on to say we're confident that there is no finding of collusion by the president, and this underscores what the president has been saying from the beginning, that he did nothing wrong. The attorney general says he could start briefing Congress on the report as early as this weekend. A former U.S. attorney who's advised Trump on the probe calls that a grand slam for President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Please answer the question.
You know, this is that song I always say. Sounds like somebody took a 45, and some of you older folks will know what I'm talking about. You're spinning the record faster, right? But it's not. It's how they sing. They're just shy of sounding like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got something to say? Tell me where I'm off, where I'm wrong, how bad I am. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the numbers don't lie. That's what they keep telling us. Trump's free speech executive order could cost college billions. Now, notice how it says it could cost college billions because they have to get in line. They don't want to get in line. They don't want to do what Trump wants them to do. And you know what? I love this idea of tying this money. Look, they did it when Obama did it, right? If you didn't come around to the bathroom law, if you didn't come around to the way he wanted you to do business, you lost money. Every school in the country was afraid of this. Trump does it. Oh, it's unconstitutional. Not right. It's not. No, no, no. It's fine. I'm okay with it. Especially when it comes to the free speech rights of students. They should have the right to not to a little 10x10 space on the 40-acre campus. No, no, no. Free speech is free speech. End of discussion. Kerry Lutz joins me, and I always appreciate the time that he spends with me, the founder of Financial Survival Network. And Kerry, thanks for being with me.
Hey, so what about those safe spaces? They're only for liberals, not for conservatives. And, you know, I think it's a great thing. You know, another thing Trump is trying to do is we got a massive student loan bubble. You know, it's over $1 trillion. And basically, for some reason, shocks me. I can't understand it. But if you get a degree in humanism or feminism or whatever, evidently it gets hard to find a job. People just can't find jobs, Joe. I mean, I would think the demand for a person with a master's in puppetry would be through the roof, and yet that guy can't get a job. He defaults. The loan is with him for life because you can't discharge it in bankruptcy. So no. Trump is saying, look, the people who benefit most from student loans are not necessarily the students, but the money, the people that the students pay the money to, namely colleges and universities. So let's have them chip in when a student defaults. Right now, they could care less. They have no skin in the game or very little.
No, let them
pay for it. There's 100 universities now with over $1 billion endowment, and that goes along with the free speech zone. They're using our taxpayer money to restrict the speech of people whom they don't agree with.
Well, there are several studies now down that says that what they're worried about is that colleges, you ready for this one? Colleges will not be able to spend money for research and development in their science labs. Because a lot of times they get grants, they get money for that kind of thing to do research. And my attitude is it's really simple. Just adhere to the First Amendment. Maybe I'm oversimplifying this. Am I wrong?
No, it seems like a pretty straightforward matter to me, but then again, I'm not a liberal, so these things can get very complicated, things like rights that aren't granted by the Constitution. Remember that, Joe? They're enumerated in the Bill of Rights. That means that the government didn't give them to you, rather that the document is recognizing that these are God-given natural rights. Oh, I use that word God. Sorry.
God, right.
Yeah, that right,
right,
right there it turns off.
There.
That's the end of liberal attention span. Just say God, or actually you could just spell it backwards and say dog, and probably they'd be okay with that.
So I want you to check something out here. I mean, you're going to get a kick out of this. There are colleges all across the country, and the amount of money that these people get in funds from the government, $24,816,000,000+ were given to some private institutions across the country. You ready for this one? Some of these colleges, you're going to go, why? John Hopkins University, $2,178,000,000 in grants and funding. University of Washington at Seattle gets close to $1 billion. The University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, close to $1 billion. Stanford, do you really think they need money, Stanford?
Well, they need it like Harvard needs money, and Yale, and all the Ivies.
Right? Almost $1 billion there. A little over $500 million to the University of North Carolina. Seriously, this money, this grant, and then again, I'm not an educator, but that grant money could probably go so much further in some of the lower socioeconomic areas. It could help those schools come out, you know, teach those kids, give them better degrees, get them out of the poverty they're in, or am I oversimplifying?
No, I mean, and that's just what we know about. The Defense Department gives money to these colleges, these universities, like trying to impress a country boy trying to impress his date at a country fair. They just pour it on. We don't even know about that. That's in the black budget. And they're getting money from states as well, not to mention they don't pay any taxes.
Are you saying the government's hiding money from us?
You think? Maybe. I mean, I think it's billions of dollars, tens of billions, hundreds of billions in the black budget alone. You know, coming up with that money in the Defense Department for the wall, they didn't seem to have a big problem doing it, Joe.
Yeah, it is. It's all this stuff is amazing to me. Again, maybe it's because we have more outlets on this big interweb. Maybe it's because we're paying attention more. But you more and more see the major divide between the left and the right. And I don't believe any of this is new. I think this has been going on for years. But I think the Internet, I think conservative commentators and so forth are the ones that now are bringing it to the future. You know, years ago, my uncle Bill, who passed away a few years back, he was a Boston cop for 30 years. And I used to say to him before he retired, I'd say, is crime up or are we just hearing about it more? And because there were more avenues for news, remember years ago, what did we have, 3 TV stations and usually 2 newspapers in town, 1 left rag, 1 right rag, and you didn't get much national news. He'd say, no, you're just hearing about it more. It's always been this bad.
Yeah, well, in New York, we actually had like 5 or 6 TV stations in the 60s, and we've had a couple of UHF stations that nobody could figure out how to tune in, you know. So, yeah, well, crime is actually way down in a state like Florida. Murders are per capita down below the 60s.
Because they're getting too old there to carry guns and knives. That's the problem.
Oh, well, they still carry them. I think they're too old to use them. But, hey, we'll be there soon, so we can't get down on old people. But certainly, you know, there's a reason they call it God's waiting room. You know, some things have gotten better. Some things have gotten worse. And certainly government debt has gotten worse. But look at the lifestyles we can lead. Look at the technology in the studio. Look at all of these things. You don't have to go to an office to work. You can work from your home and do things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's... I think the world's gotten a lot better in a lot of ways. Unfortunately, our thinking and our ability to get along with one another has deteriorated because of the death of manners, which I wrote an article about. Like, when you and I grew up, you know, when you put your elbows on the table, you got a kick in the shins by your father. When you, like, slurp down food, you know, my mother would glare at me. And... you know, like you were taught to hold the door open for the person following you through the door. How many times does it happen to you? You're going into the supermarket, and, well, usually they have electronic doors, but you're going into a store, and the person in front of you just lets the door slam in your face.
Oh.
I mean, you know, things like that. Or, like, you see a person struggling with packages, and, you know, you go over and you say, hey, can I help you? Those are rarities now. I think part of the reason this has happened, it happened over 100 years, once they eliminated dueling, you know, then they got rid of the enforcement mechanism for good manners, like honor meant something back then.
Right.
And maybe because the handguns got too accurate, they had to get rid of dueling. Because when you had a flintlock, you know, half the time the thing wouldn't go off. Nobody got killed, but the message was clear, bad manners can cost you your life. Yeah.
I got a different perspective on things, and I know some people are going to get really teased at me, but here's the deal. We have parents, the last generation of parents, who didn't like the way they were brought up. They didn't like the rules that were applied to them. They thought they should have had more freedom. So now with their kids, they're much more free. And you see what's going on with their kids and the entitlement that they have. And I'm not talking about entitlement that they deserve an iPhone, but the fact that they shouldn't...
They don't?
When was the last time you heard a young person say, excuse me, in a store when they try to slide by you or, you know, any time? I noticed that the other day. Well, there's that nasty music again. It means we've got to go for a break. Joe Messina, your host, just in The Real Side. Carrie will be back with us after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampappa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I know I say it all the time, but there isn't anything more Americana than Charlie Daniels, right? I mean, come on, give me a break. There you go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. And don't just sit there yelling at the radio, yelling at whatever. I mean, you got to be part of the conversation. And I always say the same thing. Look, I don't know everything. That's why I bring experts on. So by talking to other people, some on the same side of the aisle as you, you kind of get an idea how they approach things. And at least if you get an idea of how they approach things, right, then you may decide to go down that road. It might give you a different perspective on a way that, you know, some of you want to hit everybody in the head with a hammer to get stuff through to them, and some people like myself have hard heads, and that's what we need. But others, that doesn't work with. And you'll never win them over. Kerry Lutz joins me, and he is the founder of the Financial Survival Network. Kerry, always a pleasure to have you on with me.
Hey, likewise. Always great to be
here.
You're
in studio.
Yeah, you know, in the studio.
Most people I have to bring in through that Skypey thing.
Yeah, tell me about it. I live on it.
Fun. Yeah, I know, right? A lot of us do. All right. So we were talking about how much money that the colleges might lose if they don't adhere to the First Amendment, which is, you know, what's sad is that the president has to actually sign an order to get them to adhere to free speech, period.
Well, we'll see how they fight them. I think in the end, they will just, you know, do what they're doing, but just give some freedom to the conservative students to get their viewpoint across. I don't believe when push comes to shove, they're going to risk losing all that money. $24 billion, you know, even Berkeley has kind of come around. I mean, they actually, the Berkeley police arrested that guy who beat up the conservative, the Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the name of it was.
No, I can't remember his name either, but I know who you're talking about. And
yeah.
Let's see what happens, though, when they get him in the court. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, well, hey, you know.
The Berkeley judge.
Yeah, well.
The Berkeley area berserk judge.
There's a reason they call it Berserkley, but for sure. At least it's some progress. When Charles Murray, when they start putting up posters that he's coming to speak on the campus and he's not assaulted or physically intimidated, then I'll believe we've crossed the Rubicon and we're on our way to back to sanity.
Well, you know, I'm not trying to ignore. Do you know anything about this Leaving Neverland? Because you were in the Hollywood world at one time, weren't you?
Not me, thank you.
Entertainment,
but
not you.
Heard something about it.
Different attorney.
Yeah, yeah. There was something really nefarious and deviant going on. Who would have ever believed it? You know, it was only Michael Jackson. He seemed like a regular guy to me.
Well, here's my irritant, and I went off on this earlier this week. So the whole Me Too movement, right? When it took Weisberg or Weissman or whatever his name was, took catching him.
Weinstein.
Mr. Harvey, right, to get caught, to finally, you know, and all these Me Too's came out and started talking about what an animal he was, how bad he was, and I'm thinking to myself, some of you were assaulted by him on a regular basis, and you never said anything. And there were 16 people they found out around him that were directly involved in luring these or getting these women involved, and nothing happened to them, right? Nothing happened. And the whole Me Too stuff. Now what I love with this Michael Jackson thing, and again, I know a lot of you are Michael Jackson lovers, but it goes to the same thing. Somebody who does bad things to kids, I'm sorry, there's a special place for them, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree.
But, so you got Michael. So now you have the Huffington Post come out and say they really believe that Michael had actually done things, if you would. Okay?
I'm shocked.
Now you've got Barbara Streisand coming out and saying she absolutely believes Michael Jackson's accusers. I can't see that far, but what?
It's a picture of Oprah with Rita Ora, who I don't know who she is, but she's some actress, and Harvey Weinstein. And basically, Oprah's like got her arms around Rita and like pushing her off to Harvey. And a little difficult to explain that one, I'd imagine, but hey, she's Oprah, so you gotta go with it, I guess. But yeah, like all of these, you know, like South Park had it on the show years before Harvey Weinstein, you know, was a pervert. So why is anybody shocked now?
But where were these people when this was going down? Where was Streisand, who's a very powerful woman in Hollywood? Why wasn't she saying, hey, I believe these kids. We need to do more investigation. These are kids. Where was she?
Yeah, well, when it comes to skeletons in the closet, probably Hollywood, there's a reason why there are all those mansions there to hold all those skeletons here. Everybody's got something on everybody, and you just go along to get along.
Wow.
And you don't make any waves. And when these people do make waves, sometimes bad things happen to them. And look, the whole Corey Haim thing, all these guys. And then you had Macaulay Culkin calling out people at the Academy Awards saying, gee, I bet there's 14 unindicted rapists at this event, and freaking them out. Nobody really wants to face the music, but Hollywood's always been a den of iniquity and perversion since since it became Hollywood, it's one of its endearing factors. Remember, Howard Hughes, I can't remember the woman's name, but he invented the underwire bra for her, Jane Russell, you know, and him and Cary Grant were an item, you know, all these things. You know, this place, don't even try
oh,
to
Oh, no,
think,
no, they, had, they had all kinds of crazy stuff. I get it. Remember, what was his name? Arbuckle. What's his name? Goes all the way back to almost a silent movie. Mm-hmm. Remember? He killed, I guess it was a young girl, raped her several times. Mm-hmm. They kept it quiet. They tried to keep, you know, I mean, this has been going on forever in Hollywood. And yet, we look up to these people. And yet, we have young parents or parents of young kids that will, you know, want their kids to aspire to this kind of lifestyle. Send them into the lion's den, and just so enamored by what's going on, they don't even think about protecting these kids.
Yeah, and then they wind up in Kevin Spacey's dungeon, another thing that South Park brought up. And look at him now. You know, the House of Cards has collapsed on Kevin Spacey for sure. All of these guys, you know, I was just reading a book about Johnny Carson recently. Yeah. So he didn't seem to have any of these weird proclivities, but he did. He was like quite women. The ladies' man.
Lots of women.
Yeah, lots of women, but at least no young children involved to our knowledge here. I don't think it happened. So I guess the standards have gotten even more eroded. And, you know, they just anything goes in Hollywood. You know, what's a Hollywood marriage? It's a joke. It's an oxymoron. When you see some stars who've been married for more than, like, 6 months, you know, they've been walking around for 20 years, been married to the same person, that's an abnormality in Hollywood, you know. It doesn't happen. And, you know, I'm not judging these people. I've had my share of marital, you know, breakups for sure. But in Hollywood, it's just you get married for career advancement.
But these people constantly want to push their moral values, tell us how to live our lives. You know, they can't be in a monogamous relationship if you held a gun to their heads. Okay? They're playing around with young kids on a regular basis. You hear about these Nick at Night. I mean, Nickelodeon. It was at one time accused of being a den of pedophilia.
Yeah.
And they took one of the, I can't remember the producer's name, but they took him from one department to another after he was accused of playing around
after
with
he was
kids.
Convicted. One of them was convicted and they hired him. I mean, it makes you wonder about Pee Wee Herman, what his deal was, but I'm not saying anything about him. I don't know anything. But he was a bizarre character who got caught in a movie theater doing something.
He got caught doing something to himself.
Yeah,
okay?
My point
is, it wasn't like he was playing around with little boys or little girls. This is happening on a regular basis. We know about they're uncovered, and it gets quiet for a little while, and then bang, before you know it, they're back at it again.
Yeah, there's some kind of network going on. It's a lot of bad stuff.
Do you think Trump scared we don't got all much time left, but do you think Trump scared the crap out of them? Remember when that whole thing started to come down in Hollywood, and he said, oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more that will come forward.
Jeffrey Epstein, you know, he had this weird temple on his island that somehow burned down. Torture chambers for kids, purportedly. Hey, the plea bargain's about to be unsealed, the whole file, and all the pictures and everything else. And they are running for the exits here, Joe.
If you wanted to shake up this nation, if Trump would simply uncover most of it, if he would just start pouring this stuff out like a volcano erupting, you would shake up. Anyway, we got to go. We're right up against
it. Just real quick, I always felt that the Harvey Weinstein and the scandals that came after that were due to him.
Yeah. Well, quick, where do people find you?
FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, guys. Have a safe weekend. Don't do anything stupid. God bless. And I want you back here on Monday. I don't care what kind of shape you're in. God bless. We'll catch you later.
All right.